Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
May 20th, 2021, Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Now, we are looking at it from the point of sight loss, accessing things like smart devices, the internet, although more and more is becoming accessible, more off-the-shelf products, more apps, more websites. There's still more that can be done to open up to everyone. So today, I thought we'd take a look at an app called Be My Eyes. Now, Will Butler is here from the US to tell us more about the free app. Thanks very much for joining us, Will.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, always good to be here with you guys in the UK.
So tell me a little bit about the app. How does it all work?
So for those who haven't downloaded it yet, get it on your phone, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, because nothing beats free, right? It's a free mobile app that allows you to get visual assistance whenever you need it from a real person. And that's really different from the other apps, which are relying on, you know, AI or, you know, scanning technology or something else like that, where there tends to be a learning curve with those sorts of tech. With Be My Eyes, you're connecting with a real person in a matter of seconds. Usually in English, it's like 10 or 15 seconds. You'll get connected with somebody. They look through your camera and they tell you what you're looking at. Simple as that. And it started with volunteers, and we still have millions of volunteers around the world answering those calls. But we also have companies and organizations on the platform now, including RNIB.
Like you say, it's such a simple application, isn't it? I've got a problem looking at something, so I'll just ask someone. Now, the volunteers themselves, what kind of training do they get to understand sight loss?
We like to say our users, they need eyes, not a brain, right? We don't overcomplicate things with the training. We show the volunteers a training video when they get started. We just tell them, look through the camera and describe what you're seeing. And just stay attentive and communicative with the user. And simple as that. I mean, the calls are typically lasting 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes. These are not complicated calls. But the thing is, if you have a complex task, you can call 20 times. Or occasionally you find a volunteer who's extremely, you know, enthusiastic about whatever task you're doing, and they will insist that they help you from the beginning to the end, even if that takes them an hour and a half.
That's fantastic. So really anything from, you know, wanting to know what's on a food packet to if I'm out and about on the streets, I'm trying to find a shop name somewhere, anything really goes.
Yeah, the phone cameras now are so high quality that you can point your phone around and the volunteer on the other end will be able to see pretty much anything that you could see with the naked eye through your phone camera.
Now, as well as the volunteers, Will, you mentioned that you have partners and they're coming on board all the time to provide a whole range of support. And, you know, some of that support probably relates to certain countries around the world, but there's a lot on it and more coming.
Absolutely. And particularly in the UK, you've got some great organizations who are providing support. So since we last talked, when we announced that RNIB was coming on, and we've also, of course, got the folks at Galloway's up in Northwest on behalf of the blind community. But there's others. We've added in support for COVID-19. We're working with the National Health Service, or Department of Health and Social Care in the UK, to answer calls for their test and trace hotline. So you can actually call NHS on Be My Eyes in the UK and get someone to help you order your COVID test. And then once your COVID test arrives at your home, they'll help you take your COVID test and make sure you've done it properly and followed all the instructions, put it back in, get the result. And it's this whole step-by-step process that is made so much more accessible by having an agent from NHS on your Be My Eyes app walking you through it. And these aren't volunteers. These are people that NHS has answering Be My Eyes calls.
Do you get people requesting, you know, could you work with this company? Or do you actively go out there saying to organizations or government bodies, you know, come on board, join us and, you know, help provide a real one-to-one bespoke service?
Oh my gosh, all day, every day. This is what we spend most of our time doing, actually, is tracking down organizations who are ready and willing to answer Be My Eyes calls to help with their products and services. You know, it made such a difference to have someone like Microsoft answering Be My Eyes calls 24/7 so that people can get really high quality video support with Windows computers and all the devices, everything. So, you know, eventually, certainly we love when companies approach us, and we've had that happen often where companies say, we've noticed this thing, we'd love to be involved. you know, and whether you join as a corporate volunteering partner and just sort of as a sponsor of BeMyEyes, or whether you're ready to actually jump in and start answering calls about your product, it's all good to us. And we have a growing corporate family. And any recommendations or ideas that our users have for companies to join the app, we take very seriously.
I suppose the important question, Will, is then if people would like to try BeMyEyes, how do they do it? And, you know, can they get in touch with you guys as well?
Yep, super easy. Whether you have an iOS device, go to the Apple App Store on your phone or iPad. If you have an Android device, go to the Google Play Store, type in BeMyEyes, it's three words, BeMyEyes. Download the app, it's free. Get registered. You can register with your Google or Apple or Facebook account, or you can just type in your email address and make your first call. Calling a volunteer is like always free and always quick. Click on the specialized help menu and explore the companies that are available. And if you want to listen to stories about types of people who are answering calls or making calls on the app, we have a great section of the BeMyEyes app called Stories.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope more people do download it. It's a great resource. I've used it myself many, many times. And thank you for telling us all about it on R&IB Connect Radio.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love being on here and we really welcome people to join in the community, not just as app users, but come to our community calls that we have every month. We have hundreds of people from around the world and we put out podcasts every week. So it really is a community more so than just a group of app users. So thanks so much, Alan. And we're just always happy to be here and happy to come back anytime.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.